Support for this podcast is provided by That Cast Creative. Brand your business and connect with your audience by creating a custom podcast. Learn more at thatcast.com.
Want to advertise on this podcast or one like it and reach a targeted and engaged audience? Go to thatcast.com to start reaching our audience. That Cast Network presents the Oregon High School Sports Podcast with Billy Gates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of the That Cast Network. I'm your host, Billy Gates. And before we get going in earnest, just want to get through the plugs and the promos here. You can find this podcast on thatcast.com, thatcast.com, and along with a lot of other podcasts. We've got a few new ones brewing in there. One of my personal favorites is The Beaver Buzz with Bob Lundberg. Good dude, that Bob. At The Real Bob on Twitter, if you're inclined to follow him, Beaver fans. And you can also find this on iTunes and Spotify. Follow me on Twitter at GatesOnSports and follow the show on Twitter. I don't really do much with that account. I need to start doing more. That's at OREHS Sports Pod. So yeah, do that. Do all those things. If you go on iTunes to get this podcast, hopefully you're already subscribed. If you're not, please hit the subscribe button and then rate and comment and do all those things you're supposed to do. So yeah, again, that's at Gates on Sports for me on Twitter and thatcast.com, iTunes, Spotify, find us there. All right, just a quick rundown of the show today. State tennis happened last weekend. So did small school state track. So we'll get to those and then some other track and field news and then a little bit of baseball and softball, and then we'll call that a day. So, your state tennis winners. Let me get to the brackets here. Team champions in Class 6A boys. No surprise, it's Jesuit. They finish with 35 points. Lincoln finishes second with 27. Lake Ridge in third with 10.5. So, no surprise there. 6A singles. Peter Murphy wins over Judson Blair from Sprague. Peter Murphy's a junior from Jesuit. He was the one seed going in. Judson Blair, the two seed. Took Murphy three sets, 6-7, 6-2, 6-2, to win the title in 6A. We'll get over to the doubles bracket here. And the doubles team of Calgren and D'Abreu from Jesuit. They win over the doubles duo Luo and Chen from Lincoln. They also go to three sets. That was a heck of a match. 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. Moving over to the 5A singles bracket for the guys here. Ale Banna, a Churchill junior, he wins your state championship straight sets over Bojan Sokic from Crescent Valley. 6-3, 6-2. And over in the doubles, let's see here. The team from Redmond, Saito and Jones, they're three-set winners over the team from Corvallis, Hu and Ryan Kenobi. They take three sets to win that one, 2-6, 6-2, 6-3. So congratulations to them. And in the small school boys tennis singles, and I'll get back to team championships in a minute for 5A and 4A and 3A. Number one seed, Christian Peeve, Valley Catholic senior. He wins in very peculiar fashion over Catlin Gable sophomore Grant North, who was the two seed. Didn't win a game in the first set. Lost 6-0, but then comes back and wins 6-4, 6-4. That is that is something. Let's move over to the doubles bracket here. The team of Nikolaus and Nikolaus, brothers, I'm presuming. From Marist, they beat team of Gerard and Silver from Catlin Gable, 6-0, 6-4. Going back to 5A, your team scores. Redmond wins the state championship, 15 points. Crescent Valley finishes second with 12, and Churchill finishes third with 8. So congratulations, Redmond. It's a great win for them. And over in the 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A boys, no surprise, Catlin Gable edges Valley Catholic 15-14 for the team championship. Marist Catholic in third with 12. So moving over to the girls' side of the coin here. Girls' tennis. We'll go 6A singles to start here. A number one seed, Sabrium Jin from Sunset. She's a senior. She wins in straight sets over number two seed, Carolina Dobecki. Dobecki. I think it's Dobecki. She's a freshman from Westview, so she'll be around for a little while longer. 6-2, 6-4, the win for Jin. And over on the double side was another Sunset victory. The team of You and You. They're the number one seed. They defeat Chehab and Erickson, also from Sunset. So I guess you know who won the 6A team title. You and You win 6-2, 6-4. And for the team championship, if it isn't obvious, that is the boys. The OSAA has the boys sheet in for the finals of the girls. Anyway, Sunset wins the girls' state championship at 6A as well. So hopefully the OSAA gets that fixed. Anna Kern, your three-time state champion at 5A. She's a senior from Corvallis. She beats C.N. Elliott from West Albany, 6-3, 6-2. And over on the 5A double side, the team of McGuff and Forrester from Corvallis, they defeat the team of Metcalf and Frank from North Bend, 6-1, 6-1. And so your team champion, and they have the boys listed there as well. Well, that's ridiculous. They got to fix that. I might send them a letter. Corvallis won their fifth straight 5A tennis championship. They finished with 21 points, and Ashland finished with eight points. So, good for the Spartans. Good for the Spartans there, but that needs to be cleaned up by the OSAA. They have to put the right score sheets in there. 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A. We'll go to the singles here. Courtland Lamb, a Klamath Union senior, the number one seed. She wins 6-1, 6-2 over unseeded senior from Marist, Chloe Lee. So that's a nice run for Lee. She defeated the two seed in the quarterfinals. That was Lola Diaz, a Catlin Gable freshman. Beat her in three sets, and she had a couple three-setters on her way to the championship match. So congratulations to Chloe Lee there. Quite a run. And over on the doubles side, the team of Shanoy and Anderson from Oregon Episcopal, they are the doubles champion. They beat the team of Vicuntum. We'll go with that. And Weigel from Marist, 6-4, 6-4. And your team champion there, that's probably the boy sheet. Yep, it is. Gosh, just terrible. Let me get into the story that Jerry Ulmer wrote, and I can tell you from the copy here, Marist Catholic wins the state championship. They score 18 points to Catlin Gables, 13, and Klamath Union got 10 points from Courtney Lamb's state championship. So there you go. There are your tennis winners from the state tournament this past weekend out at Tualatin Hills Recreation Center in Beaverton. And that'll be it for this first segment. We'll come back with some track and field and then some baseball and softball. I'll see how much longer I can hold my vowels there. That was terrible. I should do that again, but I'm not going to. So anyway, we'll be back with more of the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of the ThatCast Network, after this.
Anna Canzano hosts That Expert Show, the show you help run. Hear the top experts on a variety of topics, interviewed by a top journalist. Find That Expert Show and other shows on the ThatCast Network. Visit ThatCast.com. Discover the growing lineup of ThatCast Network podcasts and videocasts at ThatCast.com. Now, back to the program.
Hey, thanks for coming back to the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of the ThatCast Network. I'm your host, Billy Gates, and now we'll focus on track and field. 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A all had their state track meets this past weekend. The 1A and 2As were at Western Oregon, their old home. They were there before they moved everybody to Hayward. And the 3A and 4A meet was at Mount Hood Community College, not using Hayward this season because of construction. So hopefully that gets done and everybody gets to use Hayward again for the state meet, because that is the place it should be held every year until the end of time. I'm not exaggerating. But before we get to the winners, a little piece of news I want to share about the large school track meet, the 6A, 5A track meet. Coming up also Mount Hood Community College this coming weekend. The odds-on favorite to win the 1, the 2, and the 400-meter dash on the boys' side, Benson Jr. Micah Williams, will not compete. That is so sad that he will not be able to compete. He injured himself training last week. He ran into a peg from a soccer goal that was kind of sticking out onto a track at Grant Park where he was working out, and hurt his foot pretty bad. And tried his best to go through the injury, work through it at the district meet, but the pain was just too much, I guess, and he had to scratch out of the district meet. So that means no state meet for Micah Williams, the Benson Jr., who's literally the fastest high school athlete on the West Coast ever. He ran a 10.2 100-meter dash. Wind was legal. Everything was good to go. It's the 17th fastest high school time in United States history. And he had the top marks in the 1, the 2, and the 4 going into the state meet. So, I mean, those are his races to lose. And it's really unfortunate and it's sad that he's not going to be able to compete at the 6A meet, but that's going to open the door up for a number of different folks in all the sprints. So best of luck to everybody coming up this weekend at the 5A and 6A track meets at Mount Hood Community College. So let's go over just real quick. We're kind of just going to blast through the winners here for the small school track meets. So the 1A, the 2A, the 3A, and the 4A. So we'll start with the 1A meet. Boys 100-meter final. We're just going to go straight through the races here. Asa Farrell from Duffer, he wins the 100-meter dash with an 11.07. Tanner Masterson, also of Duffer, finishes second with 11.33. In the 200, Masterson wins there, 23.13, the senior from Duffer. Gianni Grasso, a junior from St. Paul, finishes second, and Farrell finished third. In the 400, Austin Burgess, a Fall City senior, he wins by a very slim margin, 0.09 of a second over Bryson Wolf from Camas Valley. Burgess' time, 51.74. In the 800, Seth Bergeron of St. Stephen's, he wins a 2.01.3. He's just a sophomore from St. Stephen's. 2.01.3 was his winning time. In the 1500, Tim Stevens from Cove, he wins the 15 and the 3,000. 4.01.26 in the 1,500. 8.38.2 in the 3,000. Both of those. One of them's a PR. The 3,000 is a PR. The 1,500 time is a season record. So good for him. 110-meter high hurdles. Ryan Talbot of Harper. A freshman. A freshman from Harper. Ryan Talbot, he wins with the only time under 16 seconds, 15.91. It's a PR for him. Congratulations. 300-meter intermediate hurdles, Joseph Sr., Tyler Homan, 41.06. He's your winner there. Duffer wins the 4x1, 43.83. Kortke, Thomas, Masterson, and Farrell all combining to win there. In the 4x4, Hosanna Christian's your winner. Tuttle, Moore, Sanchez, and Coleman, 3 minutes, 33.62 seconds, the winning time in the 4x4. Over in the field, in the shot put, Griswold Sr. Griswold is in Helix, in case you're unaware. That's over by Pendleton. Griswold Sr. Sam Carlson goes 46 feet 11 inches to win the shot put there. In the discus, Harper Sr. Morgan Butler goes 139 feet 5 inches for the win. In the javelin, Camas Valley Jr. Jared Hunt, 172-1 for the win there. In the high jump, Prairie City senior Levi Burke goes 6'5". The second place jump was 6 feet, so he won that by quite a bit. In the pole vault, Cross Hill Christian junior Luke Bennett vaults 13 feet for the win. And in the long jump, Eddyville junior Keegan Spikes, that's kind of a cool name for a track athlete, he leaps 20 feet 8 1/4 inches to win there. And Sherman Jr. Owen Christensen wins the triple jump, 43 feet, 11 and a half inches. Now moving over to the 1A girls side here. And then I'll go quick with the team scores next. Noelle Christie from Camas Valley, she wins the 100, 12.78. Adrian Sr. Roby Young wins the 200, 26.63. She also wins the 400 with a 59.35. Both of those are PRs. Well, no, the 400 times a PR. In the 800, Joseph Sr. Ella Coughlin, she wins with a 222.08. Elise Tinglestad, a Joseph Jr., she wins the 1500, 457.33, the only time under 5 minutes. She also won the 3000 with a 10.49.96. And the 100 meter high hurdles, Aaliyah Burton, a Elgin sophomore, she wins 16.03, the only time under 17 seconds. And the 300 hurdles, Burton also wins. She ran a 48.47. To win. The St. Paul team of Veman Smith, Vela, and Wiss, they win the 4x100, 51.05. And almost that same team also wins the 4x400. That's 4:14.91 for the Bucks. In the shot put, Crane sophomore Riley Davis, 37.9 to win. That's a PR for her. Elkton junior Sadie Olson wins the discus, 117.9, also a PR. Javelin, the South Wasco County senior Madison Davis, 128.07. She wins there. In the high jump, Amity Dieters, a Perrydale junior, goes 5'3 to win. In the pole vault, 10 feet. That's the winning height. North Lake junior Brianna Church. Amity Dieters also winning the long jump and the triple jump for Perrydale, 17.5.5 in the long and 35 feet 4.75 in the triple jump. And now we'll get over to the team scores here. Team scores. Dufour, they win the boys state championship 53-48 over Joseph. And Adrian wins the girls championship 57-54 over St. Paul. Over in the 2A classification, your boys 100 meter dash winner, Portland Christian senior Garrett Wisenbaker, runs at 11-28 to win there. He also wins, those are the prelims. I need to filter out just the finals. There we go. Lowell senior Tyson Brassfield, he wins the 200, 23.13. He also won the 400 with a 50.63. In the 800, Heppner senior Hunter Nichols, let's go Mustangs, wins the 800 with a 201.09. Jediah Wasson, a Eastland Christian senior, wins the 1500 with a 4 minute 9.94 second run. And Hunter Nichols, he's back again. He won the 3,000 with the only time under 9 minutes. He finishes 8:59.29. In the 110 high hurdles, Eastland junior Christian Wilson, 15.52 to win. In the 300 hurdles, Carlos Saravia, a Kennedy senior, he wins 40.72. The Enterprise team of Lund, Hobbs, Peters, and Thorne, 44.73 in the 4x100 meter relay to win. And in the 4x4, the team from Heppner, Smith, Lehman, Wilson, Nichols, 3 minutes, 30.94 seconds. Over in the shot put, Christian Garcia, a Monroe senior, he wins 49 feet, 11 and a half inches. In the discus, Dylan Town, the Glide senior, he goes 158 even to win there. In the javelin, Glide senior, Zach Holland, dang near goes 200 feet. 197.3. It's a PR for him. Congratulations. Cesar Sepulveda, the Jefferson senior, goes 6'4 in the high jump. Matthew Reardon, a Eastland Christian senior, 13.6 in the pole vault to win. Sandy M. Jr. Brody Davidson leaps 21 feet, 3.5 inches in the long jump for the gold medal. And Oakland junior Kevin Meyer goes 45 feet, 1.5 inches to win gold in the triple jump. Over on the girls' side, Shelby Moncrief, Enterprise senior, she barely wins the 100-meter dash, 12.75. It on the results on athletic.net, it's a dead heat with Kaylee Wright from Grant Union. They must have gone to the thousandths of a second to figure that out. Monroe senior, Mirtha Lopez, she wins 26.81 in the 200. Jervis sophomore Katie Hansen wins the 400 with a PR 58.88. Neocani freshman Jordan White, she wins the 800, 2 minutes, 24.52 seconds of PR for her. In the 1500, she also won that. Dang near 5 minutes flat. 5 minutes, 0.01 seconds to win the 1500. Holly Hutton, a Bandon freshman, she wins the 3,000. I almost said the 10K. She wins the 3,000 with 10 minutes, 53.37 seconds. The 100-meter hurdles, Kendall Martin, a Monroe senior, she wins 15.18. 300-meter hurdles, Brett Graham, a senior from Lakeview, she wins 47.5. The Enterprise team of Peters, Vaughn, Gray, and Moncrief win the 4x100-meter relay, 50.99 seconds. And the 4x4, the Enterprise team of Vaughn, Hook, Bedard, and Moncrief, 4 minutes, 14.23 seconds for the win there. Over on the field in the shot put, Monroe freshman Laura Young, 36 feet, 10 and a half inches for the gold there. In the discus, Kaylee Hendren from Glide, she's a senior, 127 feet, 11 inches for the win. Kaylee Wright, she picked up a win in the javelin, 139.05. She's a senior from Grant Union, also won the high jump, 5'3". She must have won on misses because Haley Sprower from Kennedy also jumped 5'3". And the pole vault, Jessica Lai clears 9 feet, 9 inches, a Portland Christian senior for the win there. Portland Christian sophomore Catherine Nione, I'm not sure how to say that, 17 feet, 8 and a half inches. And she also won the triple jump with a 35 feet, 9 and a quarter inch jump. Get up to the team scores here. Eastland Christian wins the boys championship, 72 points. Heppner finishes second with 51. Oakland third and 44. The girls side, Enterprise, 64 and a half points. They beat Grant Union by half a point for the state championship. Places one through three on the girls side separated by 2.5 points. Grant Union in second with 64 and Monroe in third with 62. So that took a long time. So we're going to go ahead and do 3A and 4 in the next segment and probably scrub baseball and softball for now. It'll be the second round of the playoffs after Wednesday gets over, and I'm taping this on Wednesday. So I will come back next week with a full report on baseball and softball, but I want to make sure these track folks get their due. So I'm going to go 3A and 4A track in the next segment, and then we're going to call that a show. So please come back for more of the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of that cast network. I'm your host, Billy Gates.
Want to grow your money and avoid pitfalls in financial planning? Check out Chuck Price and Investing Simplified. Find it and other shows on the ThatCast Network, ThatCast.com. Discover the growing lineup of ThatCast Network podcasts and videocasts at ThatCast.com. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of the ThatCast Network. I'm your host, Billy Gates, and we're going to continue on with track here. Class 3A state championships wrapped up last week at Mountain Hood Community College, and we're going to get your winners right here in the 100-meter dash. Let's get to the finals. Klatskanai senior Cooper Blodgett runs an 11.23 to win, and this is weird. A St. Mary's sophomore, Andrew Reitman, finishes second, 11.39. A classmate of mine named Andrew Reitman won the class 1A 100 and 200-meter dashes when we were in high school, so that's kind of weird to see up there. 200-meter dash, Blodgett also wins, 22.59. In the 400, St. Mary's senior Andrew Michaels wins there, 50.98. In the 800, Burns senior Emmett Kluse, he runs the only time under 2 minutes, 159.45 to win there. In the 1500, he also wins there, 4.12.89. He's a senior from Burns. Westside Christian senior Caden Hildebrand, he takes home the 3000 title. That was an autoplay ad. You gotta love doing this live. I'm not gonna cut it out. Whatever. Anyway, Westside Christian freshman Caden Hildebrand, he runs a 9 minute 16.99 PR to win the 3000. 110 meter high hurdles, Jonathan Mather, Amity senior, he wins 15.26. He also won the 300 hurdles 39.37, the only time under 40 seconds. Cascade Christian, Frelich, Lewis, Frelich, and Ellerbeck, they win the 4x1 44.06. In the 4x4, the team from St. Mary's, Michaels, Reitman, Bendian, and Wyatt, they go 3:32.33 for the win there. In the shot put, Mark Warren, a Warrington junior, 53.75 a PR. He wins. Mason Strunk, a Salem Academy junior, wins the discus, 164 feet even. Brookings Harbor sophomore Derek Bondi, or Bond, you could pronounce it either way, I'm sure, 173.8. That's a PR that wins the gold in the javelin. In the high jump, Sutherland junior Gavin Eastwood, he goes 6.6. Big jump for him. Second place was 6.1. In the pole vault, Pleasant Hill senior Dylan Hopper, he wins the pole vault 14 feet even. And yes, they are the Pleasant Hill Billies. That's a goat. In the long jump, Willa Minas senior David Hensley, 20 feet, 5.5 inches for the win. He also wins the triple jump, 42 feet, 8.5 inches there. And your team scores from the 3A boys meet here. St. Mary's, they edge Amity with 49 points. Amity with 47 and a third points. Catlin Gable finishes third with 46. Burns with 45 and Pleasant Hill with 42.5. That's a tight grouping. All right, over on the girls' side here, Alicia Duchateau. I hope I said that right. Pleasant Hill Jr., 12.91 in the 100 to win. Zoe Zaraski, a Riverdale senior, wins the 200, 26.26. It's a cool little time. St. Mary's senior Emma Bennion wins the 400, 59.49. In the 800, Bennion also wins. She ran a 2:18.25. That's a PR for her. In the 1500, Catlin Gable Jr., Lily Fenner, she gets the win at the line over Stephanie Finley of Oregon Episcopal. Fenner's time, 4:44.30. Finley's time, 4:44.67. Close race there. In the 3000, Stephanie Finley got the win there, a 10:36.51. That was a bit less dramatic. She won by about 8 seconds in that race. 100-meter hurdles, Trinity Phipps, a senior from Blanchet Catholic. She wins 15.37. Bennion showing up again here, winning the 300 hurdles, 46.35. In the 4x100-meter relay, Sutherland wins. Vermilion, Turner, Candelaria, and Nielsen, 50.25 for them. In the 4x4, St. Mary's, the team of Ford, Wheelock, Walker, and Bennion, 4:05.79 for the win there. Moving over to the field, Katie Reitman, a senior from St. Mary's, 40 feet 11 inches to win the shot put. In the discus, Yamhill Carlton senior Sadie Horn throws a PR of 131 feet 5 inches to win. In the javelin, Douglas sophomore Mackenzie Phillips throws the spear 137.7 to win. And Allie Heckman, a Burns sophomore, wins the high jump 5.4. It's a season record for her. In the pole vault, Westside Christian sophomore Grace Tully vaults 10.9 for the win. And in the long jump, Jaden Vermilion from Sutherland, she's a sophomore, she leaps 17.4 to win the long jump. And Trinity Phipps got the best of her in the triple jump. The Blanchet Catholic senior wins 34 feet 2 inches. Vermilion's jump was second, 33 feet 6 inches. So going up to the girls' team score here. My computer will do what it's supposed to do. There we go. St. Mary's wins the girls' title going away, 79 to Sutherland's 60. Blanchet Catholic finishing third, 55.5. Catlin Gable, 52. Pleasant Hill, 48. Over in the 4A classification, Mazama Jr., we're starting with the boys. Mazama Jr., Ben Karinger, he wins the 100-meter dash, 11.18 the time there. He also won the 200, 22.68. And sisters sophomore Brody Anderson wins the 400, 50.45. Gladstone senior Connor Hathaway wins the 800 in, just by looking at the times, was a tremendous race. His winning time of 155.16, a tenth of a second better than Marist junior Jack Kroll, who finished 155.26. And then the third place finisher there, Mazama senior Jake Healy, he finished 157.92. Pretty good race there in the 800. Marist Senior Gabe Garboden. He wins the 1500, 405.64. And the 3000 Baker Junior Cale Cassidy. He wins with a time of 8:51.32. In the 110 high hurdles, Philomath Junior Trevin Del Nero. He wins 15.82. That race came down to dang near a photo finish with Sweet Home Senior Noah Dinsfriend running a 15.84, so 0.02 seconds separating one and two there. Dinsfriend took the 300-meter hurdle title with a 40.21. The team of Mazama team of Alexander Remsted, Kind, and Karinger, they win the 4x1, 42.98. And over in the 4x4, the team of Gladstone, Leal, Dorsey, Bitter, and Hathaway, they win 3 minutes, 25.06 seconds. The shot put, Newport senior Jake Tucker, 56 feet, 3 inches. That's a huck. That is a bomb. He wins the shot put. Newport senior Max Moore, 171 feet, 7 inches in the discus to win. Also a bomb. In the javelin, Siuslaw senior junior Ryan Rendon Padilla goes 186-11 for the gold in the javelin. Sister senior Skylar Larson jumps 6-2 to win the high jump title. In the pole vault, Chase Howerton, a Marshfield senior, he vaults 14-6, the only height over 14 feet. Good for him. Karinger back again at the top of the podium in the long jump, 21 feet, 7 1/4 inch. And in the triple jump, Mitchell Crocus, a Cottage Grove junior. He wins 44 feet, 4 3/4 inches. On the girls' side, no surprise here. Bailey Tui from North Valley wins the 100 and the 200 and the 400. She's pretty good. In the 100, she goes 12.1 to win. In the 200, 24.63. And in the 400, 56.24. And she just blasted the field in the 2 and the 4. She's winning by quite a big margin there. In the 800, Astoria sophomore Sophie Long wins the gold, 2 minutes, 20.58 seconds. In the 1500, Junction City sophomore Annika Thompson wins 4 minutes, 47.86 seconds, a PR. In the 3000, Siuslaw junior Hannah Rano, she goes 10 minutes, 14.3 seconds for the win. In the 100-meter hurdles, Phoenix junior Sienna Bauer, only time under 15 seconds, a 14.96. In the 300, Grace Frudenthal, from Siuslaw. She's also a sophomore, 45.64. The team from Hidden Valley, Steele, Kendall, Hurley, and Hurley, they win the 4x1, 47.61. In the 4x4, the team from Philomath, Ross, Hernandez, Bovjerg, and Morton, they win with a time of 4 minutes, 2.9 seconds. Moving over to the field now. In the shot put, your favorite going in, won it all, the Seaside Junior Gretchen Hextre, 43 feet, 8 3/4 inches in the shot put. She also won the discus with a PR of 156 feet, 11 inches. That is just a chuck. In the javelin, Estacada Junior Michaela Lynn Jennings, 139 feet, 11 inches, a PR for her. Cascade freshman Emma Gates, that's right. That's a great last name. Keep repping that last name, Emma. 5'5 in the high jump. She wins on the least amount of misses. Janelle Hurley from Hidden Valley also finished with 5'5. Kaylee Aguilar, Marshfield senior. She wins the pole vault 11 feet. Marshfield senior Raven Miranda. She wins the long jump 17 feet, 5 1/2 inches. A season record for her. In the triple jump, Marshfield senior Elise Martin. She wins 36 feet, 3 1/4 inches. Moving up to the team scores, on the boys' side, Newport, your 4A boys' champion, they score 65 points. Mazama in second with 59, Gladstone in third, 49.5, Sweet Home, 46, and LeGrand, 42. On the girls' side, no surprise, Hidden Valley literally runs away with the state championship, 97 points. Philomath, a distant second with 69.5, and then Marshfield, an even more distant third place, 51.5. North Valley, 49 points, and Siuslaw ran up top five with 48. So there you have it. They're all your track and field winners. 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. 5A and 6A will get going this Friday at Mount Hood Community College. And that should be great. Again, Micah Williams, the record-setting Benson Jr., will not be participating in the sprints due to injuries. So that opens up the field quite a bit in the 100, 200, and the 400. It's unfortunate he's not there, but gives other people a chance to win. He'll be back for his senior season, I'm sure. So with that, that's going to close out the show. I thank you for listening. Always appreciate everybody downloading this and listening. You can find this on thatcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify. Please follow me on Twitter, at Gates on Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at O-R-E-H-S Sports Pod. And until next time, this has been the Oregon High School Sports Podcast, part of the ThatCast Network. I'm Billy Gates signing off. We'll see you next time.
Discover the growing lineup of ThatCast Network podcasts and videocasts at ThatCast.com.